Georgia has a lot of official things, like the brown thrasher as the state bird, Cherokee rose as the state flower, and even grits as the state's prepared food. Some lawmakers, conservationists, and fishermen, they want to add another thing to that list, the shoal bass. GPB Stephen Fowler brings us this tale of a fight for a fish in the Flint River and what it could mean for the environment and the rural economy.
Standing on the banks of the upper Flint River, Alan Ragsdale is a master at work. A flick of the wrist lands his bait between wildflowers, a subtle tug at the line draws underwater interest, and then...
That's the shoal bass.
Ragsdale runs Fall Line Guide Service out of Thomaston, and for the last decade, he's been taking people far...
I've had several guys from Australia come, and one of them actually came back three separate times last year.
And near to see the native shoal bass, known for a fierce fight and brilliant tiger stripe-like scales. The shoalie, as it's also known, is a hidden gem celebrated by those along the rivers. A brewery in Albany even named an IPA after it, but it's not the first fish that comes to mind when you think Georgia. The state does have an official cold water fish, saltwater fish, and plain old fish, but there's nothing special for fish found in Georgia's rivers. About a dozen miles down the road from Thomaston, in a little crook of a road known as Ypsilanti, I'm greeted by Flint Riverkeeper Gordon Rogers, Representative Debbie Buckner, and Rogers' dog Buster. Buckner, a Democrat from Junction City, has been championing the cause of the shoal bass in the legislature for several sessions.
This is an extremely low-cost thing that the state of Georgia can do when they name something that's unique and special to help small businesses.
She sponsored a bill three times now to get the shoal bass up there with the official state possum, the official state barbecue cook-off, and official state waltz. Buckner says there wasn't enough time to get her measure added back into a Department of Natural Resources bill brought up in the final minutes of this year's legislative session. Her argument is a business case. Showcasing the shoal bass brings more tourism dollars to a part of the state that badly needs it.
All kinds of things can grow out of having that fish designated to increase opportunities for people in rural Georgia where there aren't that many new opportunities presenting themselves.
She likens the push for recognition to throwing a stone in water, like the Flint River perhaps, and watching the ripple effect grow.
A shoal is any shallow place in flowing water.
Gordon Rogers, the Flint Riverkeeper and self-proclaimed fish nerd, says protecting the shoal bass means protecting Georgia's rivers as well.
Well, this sounds trite, but fish have to have water. Fish don't live on average flow. They have to have flow all the time.
Basically, if it's good enough for a fish, it's good for you and me and people like fishing guide Alan Ragsdale. Wading into the cool, waist-deep water, he says more people should know about the pristine nature and the shoal bass that lie tucked away in central Georgia.
It can't hurt my business for them to be more known.
Ragsdale hopes the land and the fish will have more protections if that's the case. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in the Flint River.